This Steve Jones Show podcast is now loading. The Steve Jones Show podcast is presented by Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, Brewers Outlet, and NIL Game Changers. Bringing you an in-depth look at Penn State sports and more. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. The Steve Jones Show is presented by Purdy Insurance, Brewers Outlet, and Sunbury Motor Company. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
This half hour brought to you by my good friends at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Why don't you go out and stock up for the weekend? Why don't you stock up for the holidays? And maybe think about gift cards. Yeah, gift cards. Well, great to solve that holiday gift problem. A Brewers Outlet gift card. Imports, domestics, microbrews, the best selection of beer anywhere, wine coolers, water, soft drink, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. And the pickle bar led by the barrels and the dills. Indeed, second to none at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury. The beverage supermarket. So the latest snapshot, which is not the final, that will be on Sunday, but there is a difference when you get to this one. The difference is in the people who aren't playing, and that is the back end of this poll. There is no way, after ranking Alabama ahead of Miami, that's going to change. That's not going to change. What's going to change between now and Sunday? Neither team is playing. It's not going to happen.
If they only end up taking one ACC team, does that kind of prove Florida State's point? Not that they have any leg to stand on this year.
No, because it proves the point of the ACC not being a strong conference.
Yes.
Right? Okay? Their point is about money.
Wow.
Okay? It's all about money to Florida State. It's not about level of competition. It is not about the desire to play Alabama, Georgia, Ohio State, Penn State. It's not about that. It's the money that Alabama, Georgia, Penn State, and Ohio State make. Okay? That's what it's about. The competition part of it, ACC's been great for them. And this 12-team format last year, they would have been ranked fifth. They would have been in. They would have hosted a game. Just it was the wrong time, wrong year to have the record that they had against the competition they were up against. Yeah, to me, I think I don't know if that, to me, Ty, that doesn't make their point because the part that they're worried about is the money. So let's get to like the future of the college football playoff, the future of the college football playoff. Each school in the Big Ten is going to get like $21, $22 million. Each school in the SEC is going to be close to the same. The Big 12 is going to get $13 million apiece. The ACC, $12 apiece. Ooh. See, it's the money part of it. And that's, you know, if they get out of it, then they would get more money to go someplace else. They're better off competition-wise staying in the ACC. At least to me.
Well, I think that's, I mean, the only way they're, I guess the only way they make the competition jump is to get more money from somebody else.
Yeah, but by making the competition jump, they will get more money.
But not be as good, probably.
Exactly. So now you have to say, is it better to be the beast of a small pond or be a smallmouth bass in a huge pond. That's what they have to decide. I mean, that's to me where they are. It's all about the money part of it. I mean, look, the more you're looking at this, the only way they get two teams is if Clemson beats SMU and somehow SMU sneaks in.
And I guess that means, you know, I guess we'll find out if Clemson wins how much they're going to punish teams for losing conference championship games, if at all.
Right. That's a big part of it. Now, you have less margin for error when you're further back in the pack as opposed to the teams at the top. You know, they're hoping the ACC is hoping that the committee reconsiders Miami. But what's going to change between now and Sunday?
I guess it can't happen, but I was going to say a tie in the ACC championship game, maybe?
Yeah, it can't happen, yeah. I mean, what's going to happen? I mean, that's the whole thing. What's going to happen between now and Sunday? Miami's not going to play. Alabama's not going to play. Indiana's not going to play. Tennessee's not going to play. Okay, Ohio State's not playing. Notre Dame's not playing. I mean, what's going to change?
I mean, taking the word snapshot, I blow out in one of the games, maybe. I don't think it does change anything. I mean, I don't think any of those teams are going to get that didn't play this week are going to get knocked out by something that happens this week. I guess unless Clemson wins.
Yeah. I mean, look, Miami had three games where calls helped determine the outcome in their favor, but the outcome was in their favor. They lost to Georgia Tech, and they lost to Syracuse. The two losses are by 9 points. But, man, they gave up a lot of points in those games. They have a terrific quarterback. Cam Ward's a terrific quarterback. But
I mean, their best win is Louisville, probably.
Yeah, in that game, they got a call on a kickoff or on a return that made no sense.
They gave up 40-some points in that win, too.
Right. I mean, they're giving up a lot of points. I said a three-loss team, unless, of course, for example, let's take Georgia. Texas beats Georgia. That I've always said that's where the three-loss team gets in, okay? I've always said that part. That, you know, because of the extra game, depending on where you're ranked going in, Georgia loses to Texas, for example. They have three losses. They are not falling out of it, okay? I mean, all those teams, they're a lock. And
that would mean if Texas won, that Georgia would drop from, you know, to get them out at three losses would drop to from five to out. That wouldn't make much sense,
right?
Either.
And that's not going to happen. Yeah. In fact, Georgia's, say Texas beats Georgia. Now we know Georgia won the first time, but say Texas beats Georgia. Well, if they do, Georgia's still going to host again. In my opinion, they're still going to be a home team. Yeah, I mean, Notre Dame will host. The loser of Oregon, Penn State will host. Right? I mean, because you've got right there, Notre Dame out of it, okay? So the top five ranked teams, they're playing each other. One versus three, two versus five. Sorry, you're not gonna go anywhere after those losses. Right? And you're not. When Miami lost to Syracuse, Syracuse was unranked. Right? Well, guess what? The teams that lose these games are all losing to single digit ranked teams. So they're not going anywhere. So Alabama over Miami, I can't picture that changing. What is going to change between now and Sunday between those two schools?
I'm running out of scenarios to come up with.
That's because there aren't any.
Yeah.
There aren't any. That's the part that is... they're not playing. Miami can't do anything. I don't think there's a quarter data point out there that can help them. I really believe that. In this world, data points, I've had people tell me they hate the eye test. Everything is about. You use data to back up your eyes, not the other way around. Yeah, you use data to back up your eyes. If you have any semblance of how to watch a sport, data should be used to support what your eyes are seeing. If you're sitting there like, I think I see this, and you look at the data, goes, boy, that's not what it says. Right? Then go back, watch it again, and see if there's any need to rethink it. But there's not going to be anything that's going to change. Miami picked the wrong time to lose. They've lost, two of the last three, right?
I believe so.
But you're right about Alabama. Their losses are not exactly... When you run up the flagpole and say, look, we fought this team right down to the end. Really? Oklahoma? Vanderbilt? Vanderbilt's good. Okay? Penn State played Minnesota the same day that Oklahoma played Alabama. Minnesota's better than Oklahoma, in my opinion. Minnesota's better, especially at this stage. Minnesota is an older team. They're a veteran team. But I don't know.
And it's still only Oklahoma's only win over a 1A school since September, because they got lost to Missouri.
All right. Yeah. I don't know. It's crazy.
They did beat Mercer, though.
And when Miami played Mercer, no. Didn't go well.
Maybe these leagues ought to take note of that and schedule some FCS schools in November.
It's always been the pattern that has been big for the SEC. They've scheduled like that forever.
Yep.
And again, right, has anybody challenged them about it? No. ESPN's good at challenging others about other things, but not about that. They've always acted as if it is. I don't know.
They need that break after their tough league, playing in that tough conference for a month. They need to wreak their relax.
Yeah.
They're the only ones.
Yeah. We'll get back to that. Crazy. They never get challenged on it. Okay. So, all right. So, by the way, the Fiesta Bowl, if you were looking at that, the Fiesta Bowl is the December 31st game. Okay. The Peach Bowl, the Rose Bowl, and the Sugar Bowl are all New Year's Day. Okay. Then the semifinals are the Orange Bowl and the Cotton Bowl. All right. just to give everybody an idea. I would give you the sponsors. No. Now, the first bowl game is Saturday, December 14th, by the way. Well, it's a celebration bowl. Oh. South Alabama and Western Michigan are going to play in that game. Then on Tuesday, the 17th, it's the Boca Raton Bowl and the Scooters Coffee Frisco Bowl. Wednesday, the 18th, is the L.A. Bowl. Thursday, the 19th, is the R&L Carriers New Orleans Bowl. Okay? Friday, the 20th, you'll love this, the Staff DNA Cure Bowl, followed by the Union Home Mortgage Gasparilla Bowl, then the first playoff game. Playoff games, all three of them on the 21st. Monday the 23rd is the Myrtle Beach Bowl. That's 11 a.m., by the way. Famous Idaho Potato Bowl is at 2:30. Christmas Eve, the Hawaii Bowl returns, my man. South Florida and San Jose State evidently are going to play in that game.
Breaks up the monotony of the Christmas story.
Exactly. And that game is at 8 o'clock at night on Christmas Eve. On Thursday the 26th, the Detroit Bowl at Ford Field, the Guaranteed Rate Bowl at Chase Field in Phoenix, and the 68 Ventures Bowl in Mobile, Alabama. 27th of December, Birmingham Bowl, Lockheed Martin Armed Forces Bowl, AutoZone Liberty Bowl, SRS Distribution Las Vegas Bowl. The 28th, this is a cornucopia of bowl games. The Wasabi Fenway Bowl, followed by the Bad Boy Mowers Pinstripe Bowl, followed by the Isleta New Mexico Bowl, followed by the Pop-Tarts Bowl, followed by the Snoop Dogg Arizona Bowl, followed by the Go Bowling Military Bowl, followed by the Valero Alamo Bowl, followed by the Radiance Technologies Independence Bowl. On the 30th, it's the Transperfect Music City Bowl. On the 31st, before the first quarterfinal game, the ReliaQuest Bowl, the Tony the Tiger Sun Bowl, the Cheez-Its Citrus Bowl, and the Texas Bowl. On January 2nd, it's the TaxSlayer Gator Bowl. On the 3rd, it's the ServPro First Responder Bowl and the Duke's Mayo Bowl. The Bahamas Bowl is on Saturday, January 4th. And still date to be determined for some odd reason, the Holiday Bowl from DirecTV.
There will be a sponsor quiz later.
Well, you and I are going to flunk.
Yeah. I wasn't taking notes.
I wasn't paying that close attention. I was like, okay, great. All right. We'll come back with more in a moment here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Party time, game time, or just fun time. Doesn't matter what time it is, because it's Brewers Outlet time. The Beverage Supermarket has the area's largest beer selection. Imports, microbrews, ciders, and domestics. Pick from over 100 ice-cold 12-packs and dozens of 24-ounce singles. Soda, snacks, hot sauces, fresh roasted peanuts. Make it one-stop party shopping, and don't forget the pickle bar. So whatever you're celebrating or just doing it up, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, wants to see you. And thank you for your years of patronage.
Hi, this is Season. For over 100 years, the Purdy Insurance Agency has been protecting families and businesses of the greater Susquehanna Valley and beyond. With the experience of our trained and knowledgeable staff, you can rest assured that your needs will be evaluated and met by some of the industry's best representatives. No matter what your insurance needs are, call Purdy Insurance today at 570-286-5855. Visit our website at purdyinsurance.com or check us out on Facebook to see what we can do for you.
Great to have you with us on the show today. All right. Huh. wonder if I'm on flight one or flight two here. I think I'm on flight one. I just got the itinerary. I'm like going, okay. Okay. Cool. And let me see. Tomorrow's normal, right? Friday's normal, right? Yep, there it is. There's the practice. Yep, totally normal. No difference. Cool. All right. All set. Yeah, we finally got the itinerary. So.
Did you see UCF reached out to Lincoln Riley?
Yeah, you know, Lincoln Riley's got to take a long, hard look at that. Remember, Jennifer Cohen is now the athletic director at USC, and I will start with this. I have zero idea of what their relationship is as athletic director to football coach. I don't know. But she didn't hire him. That's my point. So, maybe you have to ask, is it worth him exploring? I don't know. Because I don't know enough about the relationship between the two.
Just thought that was... That'd be kind of an interesting jump. It's not one, but it is, you know, Andy Enfield went from USC to SMU. It'd be the same type of deal.
Yeah, and again, who didn't hire him? Jennifer Cohen. She didn't hire Andy. So, I don't know. And Lincoln Riley is not one to open up.
No.
I mean, he's closed practice. I mean, the media out there is furious at him.
Bringing you an in-depth look at Penn State sports and more. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. The Steve Jones Show is presented by Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, and Brewers Outlet. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
And the half hour being brought to you by Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. Ford, Kia, Hyundai, best in new inventory, great pre-owned inventory with the Sunbury Motors Guarantee. Terrific service department that backs it up every step of the way at Sunbury Motors. 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. Quick lane, by the way, outstanding. I don't care whether it's inspections, routine, difficult. Their service department handles it all. At Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. Brad Nessler on the show tomorrow. And then there's no show on Friday, not because I'm traveling, but because we're curing wrestling. I guess it's like a student assembly.
Yeah, it's a student assembly. All the students come. It's actually I've done the boys basketball game. They've done it for 3 years. They did girls basketball first year, boys basketball, and I think this year's wrestling, or maybe this is a fourth year and they're back around to wrestling. But it brings a good, it's a chance for the students. It's funny, back when I was in high school, the students always came, but that's mm-hmm. one of the things they're trying to get, more involvement in is kids back out to these winter sports, and you know the kids get into it, and it's really a fun atmosphere.
Yeah. And because of that, because it's students only, we're going to make sure that we carry it so everybody across the valley can hear it.
Yes. I think they start at 1 o'clock Friday afternoon.
Yeah, so we weren't going to. Even if Penn State had no game Saturday, we still would not have the show. Oh, stop cheering out there! Come on, some guy right now on 147 on the bridge going over the Susquehanna River is applauding. Put your hands back in the wheel. Hey,
Well, in their defense, they're excited there is a championship game on Friday.
Are you sure?
Yes.
I'm broadcasting the game. Ah, now out of nowhere that things changed. They're not so enthusiastic about it. Yeah, so nothing is the Alabama Miami thing, nothing's gonna change. It can't. Now, at least to me, now that would put three SEC teams in, right?
Yeah, Texas, Georgia, and Tennessee.
And that would put four Big Ten teams in, so that's seven.
Oh, actually, no, Alabama's the fourth SEC. That'd be four SEC teams if Alabama gets in.
Yeah, that's right. Four SEC teams with Alabama, four Big Ten. Notre Dame makes nine. Big 12 ACC winner makes 10 and 11. Boise State UNLV winner in all likelihood, the Mountain West champion in all likelihood, makes 12.
And, you know, that's, I think when we started talking about this in January, that's how we thought the breakdown might go.
I don't like using this method, but it's something to at least consider. I would like to talk to somebody. As you know, I gamble. Oh, zero. It's just not my, for whatever reason, it's never been my deal. But I'll sit down and, like, if somebody says, hey, what's the spread on this? And nine times out of ten, I don't know. I'll look it up. And the people that put these together in Las Vegas are amazing. So in this case, on a neutral field, I'd like to ask them, on a neutral field, who'd be the favorite? Alabama or Miami? Right? I think it'd be worth the question, don't you think?
Yeah, I think it would be.
Mm-hmm.
I just think Alabama's defense probably gives them a little bit better chance to stop Miami mm-hmm. once or twice more than mm-hmm. Miami can stop Alabama, I would guess.
Right. So, I mean, but Tennessee's not going anywhere. Georgia's not going anywhere. Texas is not going anywhere. Same thing with the four Big Ten teams. They're not going anywhere. Penn State, Oregon, Ohio State, and Indiana are all in. So it's four Big Ten. It may not be the four you thought it was going to be. Now, in the SEC, those four are probably the ones you would have picked when the season began, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Now, in the Big Ten, you never would have dreamed that Indiana was going to be there. Right, and that's a big one. Okay, I mean you would have thought maybe Michigan might be there or something, but then again, you're talking about a slight quarterback issue there. I always found it interesting that Michigan fired the offensive coordinator. What did he have to work with?
Ah, but he was also the quarterback's coach and responsible for recruiting their quarterback room, I read.
Okay.
I don't know. I think the guy in the glasses out in San Diego might have had a little something to do with that as well, but...
Hey, the fact that they couldn't recruit... I mean, would they think J.J. McCarthy was going to stay through this year? I don't know.
I know he just committed to them a couple months ago, but I don't know. Was it a dream that you leave it wide open for Bryce Underwood to start next year? Was that, I mean, but that's some 3D level chess that I don't think they were playing.
No.
But I mean, that's one of the only other reasons I can think of. Otherwise, that was quite an obvious failure by their coaching staff.
Yeah, it's one of those where you sit back and say, really? But, you know, to be honest with you, in the Jim Harbaugh, now the Sean Moore era. Outside J.J. McCarthy, who have they recruited at quarterback?
That was my next thought, is who have they had at quarterback other than J.J. McCarthy in the last 10 or 12 years?
They haven't. They've tried to do so through the portal. The 4-year players they've recruited have not been that way. I don't know. And I brought up the quarterback recruiting before. I mean, everybody knows, doing this show year after year, I believe Harbaugh's was there every year we did the show. And I brought it up several times. I said, I don't get their quarterback recruiting. Now, McCarthy is different.
And it's not like Harbaugh hasn't recruited quarterbacks before either.
Yeah, Andrew Luck.
Josh Johnson's bounced around the NFL for 15 years, and that was his guy at San Diego.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. That McCarthy guy wasn't bad last year either.
No. That's what I mean. McCarthy's the one guy where you sat back and went, okay, really good. I guess Cade McNamara now wants to transfer from Iowa and is seeking a seventh year. Really?
He's going to show him his game film and say, come on, a seventh year for me is not an advantage.
I really have no words. No words.
I can be mean sometimes, too.
And my goodness, what is wrong with you? It's going to be interesting to see how Ohio State reacts in all this. How do they react? How do their fans react? If it's a home game, how do their fans react? I don't know.
What happens if the visitor scores first?
That's what I mean. Yeah. How are their fans going to react? I've always said about the Ohio State fans, sometimes they work to the detriment of their own team. You say, why do you say that? Because I feel that when they feel like the team is struggling, they don't get behind them. In other words, you darn well better do something to get yourself out of it, because right now we're mad at you. Well, that doesn't help you win games. But, just an opinion. We'll see how it plays out.
I would wear noise-canceling headphones to run out onto the field for that game if I were Ryan Day.
Oh. Yeah.
It might not take it out on the players, but I can almost guarantee they'll probably take it out on him.
Well, you know what? We're in an interesting era now, Todd, where the fans know that certain players are getting cash. And I wonder if that's going to change the attitude of some people as to how they look at players. It's not going to change my attitude about how I broadcast games surrounding players. I mean, I'm just going to keep doing what I do. But I am... I don't know. As I said, I think there's going to be more negativity toward in games because of gambling. I mean, when your money's on the line, your money's on the line, and guess what? They didn't come through for you, so even though they may have won the game, you're mad. I think that shapes opinions. And it may shape appearance that are negative toward players because you feel maybe a guy cost you a game, which in turn costs you money. Right? So I don't know. No, that's not for sure. People may keep the same attitude. I don't know.
I wonder if it's more pronounced once the colleges are paying. Because I don't know if the normal fan does the normal fan realize that Ohio State paid $20 million for that roster?
I've got a feeling that in Columbus...
Well, yes.
There's a high percentage of people that know that.
Yes.
How about that? I'll take that tact.
Yes. I would agree with that.
And that is happens to be those are their home fans. I don't know. It's a different era. It's a different time. Only knows it's Penn State in 2024 has put itself in a great position. They don't need help from anybody else. They're in. Now the question is, into where? Into the first round or into the quarterfinals? And what I like is, and credit where credit's due, what I like is the fans are really into the game. I was talking to I did three of the Oregon interviews. I got one more to do today. It's after this show. But I grouped them all as closely as possible. You know, this kind of like, you know, check mark one after another as I went. And they were asking about how the fans are about this game. And I said, I'll tell you right now, that's what struck me, how the Penn State fans are really into this game. I mean, they're like, really, it's not like, hey, all right, we're in the playoff. Yeah, the Big Ten title's nice. No. They're really into it. Conversely, they were telling me that they expected to be in it. I said, yeah, pretty much when you floated the duck down the river in Indianapolis at the Big Ten media days, kind of told me you thought you were in it.
That there was some confidence in the program.
Yeah. But you know what? They had a close call with Boise State. They had a close call with Wisconsin. It has not been completely... They've found a way to win every game, but it hasn't been Route City either. Not every game has been a route. And that's what, you know, I think you need to take a closer look at how their season played out. And they're dynamic in many ways. I mean, there are a lot of things that look, let me put it this way. Penn State's playing an excellent team on Saturday night. What a coincidence. Oregon's playing an excellent team on Saturday night. You get to this time of the year, you're only going to play excellent. And by the way, you're there because you're excellent.
I think that's kind of why they're so excited is because I don't think they thought they were excellent after the Ohio State team, and I think it's kind of dawning on them again that they're pretty good too.
Yeah.
Fans, I mean, not the Penn State players.
Right, no. They have played at a relatively high level of consistency since they made the bus trip to West Virginia. All right. Wrap it up in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
When car repairs get difficult.
Well, I just don't know.
Me neither.
We get good. Sunbury Motors. More than quality new and used cars, Sunbury Motors specializes in complicated auto repair diagnosis. They can handle intricate repairs and even complete auto body with service open Monday through Friday, 7 till 4. And Sunbury Motors has made simple repairs easy. Maintaining your vehicle is necessary. Finding the time to do it is difficult. Welcome to Sunbury Motors Quick Lane. Just walk in or call ahead. Relax in their remodeled waiting room with Wi-Fi, beverages, and snacks. Will Sunbury Motors factory-trained techs take care of your oil change, tire alignments, brakes, and inspections. Quick Lane, 6:30 to 6, Monday through Friday. Saturday, 6:30 till 2. Sunbury Motors, Ford and Hyundai. North 4th Street, Sunbury. And Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We take the out of auto repair.
All right. Great to have you with us on the show today. This half hour brought to you by Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 to 15 in Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. Letter of intent day today. I rolled in about between quarter after 6 and 6:30 this morning, and I left at noon. It's 26 players signed. 26.
It was like a full day's work before you even got here.
I know. But you know what? It's an exciting time because this is such a big decision for young people, and they talk about this all the time, that for them it is one of those life-defining moments where you can set yourself up, whether in football or academically or both, for the rest of your life with this decision. And I think that's what's so interesting about it. And I think that makes a big difference. 14 of the signees, by the way, are going to be enrolling in January. Defensive lineman Randy Adarica, Owen Alencian, offensive lineman LeVar Arrington II at linebacker, Deshaun Burnett, defensive lineman Darius Dixon out of California, DB, Tyke Hayes out of Pittsburgh, the running back, Kobe Howard, the wide receiver, Von Kemiju, the defensive lineman, Brian Kordovich, tight end, Beckham Kritza, the quarterback, Matt Outen, wide receiver, Lyric Samuel, the wide receiver, Alex Tash, the linebacker, and Braz Thomas, the defensive back, are all. Coming in early. 23 of Penn State's recruits were rated 4 stars or higher by 247 Sports on 3.com ESPN or Rivals. 10 different states. They signed 19 prospects from Pennsylvania or bordering states. They had 26 players they signed. 13 on offense, 13 on defense. 20 of them were team captains. 5 players who have won a state or national championship, and 2 players invited to All-American Bowls. That's the signing day story for Penn State. Had to wait for the last one because he was at an assembly. Also, it was California, so it's early in the day. So.
Like, I hope it was a fun assembly.
I don't know what it was about. I didn't ask Kenny Sanders about it. I said how long before Dixon? Because I just wanted to see if I could get a bite to eat. That was the only reason I asked. It wasn't like I was trying to run out the door. I said, do I have time to get a bite to eat? And he says, oh, yeah, he's at an assembly. I said, okay, great. It was fun. It's fun. It's electric. It's energizing. Love the way James does it.